Mayor Dan Bianchi is proposing the city use $250,000 from the Pittsfield Economic Development Fund to support the launch of a nonprofit that will manage the Berkshire Innovation Center. The Pittsfield Economic Development Authority, or PETA, is the quasi-public agency in charge of redeveloping the William Stanley Business Park. In May, the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center awarded PETA $9.7 million for a Life Science Innovation Center. It's part of a $1 billion state initiative to invest in the industry that began in 2008. Corey Thurston is PETA's executive director.
So that, you know, they can hire staff, we can get organized, we can begin to do programming in anticipation, we can plan for the equipment that's necessary for the building once the building is about ready for occupancy, plan the educational programming that will be part of this facility, so that again, hopefully on day one, we open the doors and activity and revenue streams begin immediately.
Thurston says PETA will also provide $250,000 to fund the nonprofit, which could consist of up to 21 board members representing those organizations using the center. Although she said she is unable to speak for her fellow counselors, Pittsfield City Council President Melissa Mazzio says this would be one of the wisest uses of city money.
But I feel that if we're all on the same page and we really look at this, I think to me it's a no-brainer.
The state's capital grant will fund building design, construction, and equipment costs for the proposed 20,000-square-foot Berkshire Innovation Center at the 52-acre former GE site. But the timetable on the release of the money is uncertain, so city officials and PETA consultants have identified a need for bridge financing to get the project rolling. Thurston says the state has ensured PETA construction work will be fully reimbursed and some money will be available this fiscal year.
We may have to bridge finance some of that construction costs just based on the time lag so that we can pay contractors on time and they don't have to wait for the reimbursement process. So we may need a little bit of cash flow management or bond anticipation notes, but those will be easy because we've got the state pledge.
Once open, the economically self-sustaining center is expected to serve as an incubator for companies in the research and development stages. Before the state grant was announced in May, Pittsfield-based Nuclea Biotechnologies dropped plans to lease space at the Innovation Center, interested in a larger work area via a faster timeline, citing the company's expansion over the past year and a half. Construction of the Berkshire Innovation Center could begin by this spring, setting up a potential opening date of summer 2016. PETA has secured membership commitments from 19 private sector companies and 5 institutions, including regional players like General Dynamics, Berkshire Community College, and SUNY's College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering in Albany. Here's Thurston.
BCC is going to be managing a very large portion of our educational focus at that center, with clean room training, programming, and the like. They're working on, you know, some grant applications to fit up the space, and they've already developed some curriculum goals for utilization.
Counselor Mazzio says while the companies that lease space at the center may not do big hires, the location between Boston and New York will allow for partnerships and growth.
Somebody's in New York at Global Foundries, and they're like looking for something specific, and we've got a company here that could possibly market that, but they need a little bit more equipment than they actually have on site. This is what that Innovation Center is going to be able to help them do.
The city, PETA, and other area financial institutions have also come together to offer $2 million if the manufacturer chosen by the state to construct MBTA rail cars decides to do so at the William Stanley Business Park. Massachusetts isn't expected to make that announcement until January. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.